Here are the latest Newcastle headlines. I'm Bobby Jackson. Steve Bruce says online midfielder Joe Willock is knocking on the door as he seeks a first start since March against Leicester on Friday. Willock missed last weekend's home defeat to parent club Arsenal because of the terms of his loan agreement, but he is expected to return to the Magpie squad for the trip to the King Power Stadium. And Bruce says the 21-year-old's recent displays, which have seen him step off the bench to bag 3 goals in his last 4 outings, have given him food for thought as he plots a way to get the better of the in-form Foxes. Bruce said he came in against Southampton and did very well. Every young player can go up and down a little bit, but certainly he's been knocking on the door. Of course he has. He's had a terrific time for us. Moving on, and Alaves are keen to keep Newcastle loanee Florian Lahoyne beyond the end of the season if they manage to survive in La Liga. Lahoyne left Newcastle to join the Spanish side on loan last summer, and he's featured 30 times in La Liga this term. They're 16th in the table and just a point ahead of the side in the drop zone with 4 games left to play. It's been claimed that Alaves are interested in holding on to the Frenchman next season if they avoid relegation in the coming weeks. And finally, Newcastle's attempt to have Fabian Scher's red card against Arsenal overturned has been unsuccessful. Scher was given a straight red card by referee Mike Dean in the 90th minute at St James's Park on Sunday for a foul on Gabriel Martinelli. He now faces a 3-match ban. Newcastle boss Bruce was unhappy with the decision and Newcastle subsequently appealed it. But Newcastle have been unsuccessful in their attempt to get it overturned, so the ruling means that Scher will miss the trip to Leicester on Friday, as well as the home game against Manchester City a week later. He'll also be unavailable for the final home game of the season against Sheffield United on Wednesday, the 19th of May. He could, though, return for the last match of the campaign at Fulham on Sunday, the 23rd of May. That's all for now. We'll have more later.